Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton, dramatised for radio by David Semple, and starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. The Murderous Marriage.
So, Aggie, you're finally marrying Mr. Wright.
Roy, I keep telling you, there's a problem.
Well, bound to be. I mean, it's like a car that's been left in the garage for some years. It can be ever so hard to get it started up again.
I don't have that many miles on the clock. Anyway, we have been for a test drive, and I'm pleased to say the bodywork can still cope with some dangerous bends.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say there's always antifreeze.
Roy, my problem is that I'm already married.
What?
Roy, are you all right?
No, I'm not, actually. I've just spilt my frappuccino down the front of my brand new Dolce & Gabbana.
25 years ago, I walked out on my husband. It had all been a bit of a whirlwind romance, and when we finally stopped spinning, I realised it had been the biggest mistake of my life. We had absolutely nothing in common. I wanted a career, he wanted a human punch bag.
Oh, Aggie. So did you get a divorce?
I didn't think I needed one. I mean, my view on marriage was been there, done that, never again. And I didn't think Jimmy would even notice I was gone. The man was in a permanent alcoholic stupor. It was like being married to a beer mat.
So, where is he now?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows. I mean, I assume he's dead. After I left, he went downhill fast. He was last seen living in Cardboard City. But he must have gone to that great Doss house in the sky by now.
Oh, you're always such a ray of sunshine, aren't you? So presumably the wedding's off, until you know for sure?
No. That's just the thing. It's all going ahead on the 25th of October.
But you can't get married to James if your first husband's still out there, marinating his liver.
Look, I just have to. I can't risk losing James. I've waited nearly 4 years for him to propose. If he finds out about Jimmy, he'll head for the hills.
Well, surely it's better he finds out before the big day rather than on it. I mean, I prefer my wedding photos to be bridegroom and bride, rather than groom, groom, and bride being led to a police car.
Roy, I've got to take the risk. How do you think I became a successful businesswoman? I know it's a gamble, but the sensible thing is to just press ahead and pray that he's dead.
Oh, that's ever so sensible. Have you ever heard of a word called bigamy? It's in the dictionary between barmy and bonkers.